Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Lucy Hickmott.
Hello, hope you're okay, and thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast on Wednesday, the 18th of December. First up, residents in Deal say an influx in people from London is good for the area after it was described as Hackney on Sea. It was suggested in a recent article by the Financial Times, which says foodies and families from the capital have sparked a transformation of the town. Reporter Sam Lennon's been out speaking to people on the streets of Deal to find out what they think.
It's to do with the slogan of Hackney on Sea. I mean, you're actually from Essex, visiting friends in Deal, but you lived in Hackney and you worked there. Tell us, what do you know about the place? I mean, what do you remember about it?
I know Hackney and Tower Hamlets in the East End very well.
Yeah. And what do you remember about it? Was it very trendy?
No, not particularly trendy. It's a cosmopolitan, lively, energetic place with lots of going on, diverse communities. It's a good place.
And what's your view on the fact that it's been, somebody's nicknamed this place Hackney-on-Sea? It's obviously to do with the GFLs coming here.
Well, I welcome them really, especially on the weekends, and you know, it reverberates around the town and it makes it a little bit more upmarket, and I enjoy it. It's no problem at all to me. Don't affect me at all. Livens up the town as far as I can see.
Somebody in a national newspaper living in Deal said that it was becoming Hackney on Sea. What's your view on that, about the Londoners coming to Deal? Has Deal changed because of them?
Yeah, Deal has changed because of them, and like the diversity, and without them, this town would be totally dead. You know, I know the locals don't always like them, but the locals always say how terrible Dover is, but without the Londoners, Deal would be as bad as Dover.
Why would it be? What's wrong with Dover?
Well, there's nothing in Dover. There's hardly any footfall. There's just nothing there. And Deal would go the same way without the Londoners.
So it's kept up Deal's businesses.
Absolutely, especially its public houses and its live music. Without all the Londoners and the holidaymakers, that would go. They're the people that spend money.
Other East Kent towns, including Folkestone, Margate and Whitstable, have seen similar changes. Despite the benefits, some are concerned about rising house prices and rents, along with a boom in Airbnbs.
Kent Online reports.
Two boys are in a serious but stable condition in hospital after being hit by a car in Ashford. Emergency crews were called to Moatfield Meadow in the King's North part of town on Monday afternoon. The boys, who are 8 and 5, are being treated in a London hospital. A man's been taken to hospital after a crash which has caused major delays on the M20. A car and lorry collided on the London-bound stretch between Westmorling and the M26 at around 6:30 this morning. Part of the motorway was blocked for around 2 hours. The man's injuries are not thought to be life-threatening. A person's been treated by paramedics following a fire at a bungalow in Whitstable. Pictures at Kent Online show huge flames and smoke coming from the property this morning. Our reporter Jerry is at the scene.
The fire broke out in a chalet bungalow in the Warren in Whitstable. Emergency services were called about 7:40 this morning. It's done severe damage to the property. I believe to have started actually in a conservatory, but spread to the property, severe damage to the ground floor, all floor bedrooms and the roof. Understandably, the owners said to be very distressed situation. Firefighters are still here now. Clearing up the fire itself has been put out, but it's a devastating scene for the area.
At its height, 5 fire engines and a height vehicle were there. The cause is being investigated, but is thought to be accidental.
Kent Online News.
A Margate man has admitted murdering an artist who went missing while out walking her dog. Claire Knights disappeared from Minnis Bay in Birchington in August last year. The 54-year-old's body was later found in a ditch. Harrison Lawrence Van Poos, who's from Craven Close, appeared in court via video link to plead guilty. The 21-year-old is due to be sentenced in the new year. Detective Superintendent Kathleen Way spoke outside court where it was a little bit noisy.
I think the family are relieved. I think it's been a long time coming for them to actually hear that someone is taking responsibility for killing Claire. I think it's upset and relief and just wait for the next step, really, for that final step of sentencing for them. This was a complete stranger attack on Claire, absolutely. No one could have foreseen this coming. Hideous, horrendous crime, and something that we've, you know, the journey that the family have been through to get to this stage has been very, very difficult for them. We anticipated the verdict today, however, until you actually hear that word, until you hear the defendant say guilty, you don't know quite what to expect, but they are relieved and they are, you know, really joyful about it. And as I said, waiting for the next stage to see exactly what the sentencing brings. I think it's hard to say exactly what this was about. I think it's fair to say that you know, this was an awful crime, and one that was very, very difficult to investigate, and one very difficult for the family to truly understand why Claire was the victim of this crime. Whether or not he would have attacked someone else, I really can't say. Sadly, Claire was the victim of his hideous crime on this occasion.
Kent Online reports.
A teenage girl's been taken to hospital after being hit by a car in Broadstairs. Police and paramedics were called to Ramsgate Road near Wellesley Haddon Dean School yesterday evening. The girl's injuries are not thought to be life-threatening. 12,000 illegal cigarettes have been seized, along with hundreds of illegal vapes from a shop near Dover. Officers carried out a search at Deal Vape Shop on the High Street on Monday following concerns from residents. They used a police dog to find the illicit products. An investigation is ongoing. A man's been arrested following reports of a stranger approaching schoolgirls in part of Kent. An email's been sent warning parents with children at Holmesdale in Snodland and Aylesford Secondary. Police say they've questioned a man in his 50s. Now, figures seen by Kent Online show 1 in 8 people in Kent and Medway don't have a dentist. That's the highest rate across the southeast of England. Nia Price from our colleagues at KMTV has been chatting to Dr. Alfred Colasvari, who owns High Street Medical Dental in Gillingham. He says he currently has more than 1,000 people on the waiting list.
So many people in Kent don't have a dentist. It's the access that basically since the pandemic, less and less dentists are available as a workforce. It's nationally, but especially in Kent, we have noticed that the number of dentists have either retired or have moved just into the private sector. What we have at this point in time are a waiting list of over 1,000 patients recorded in our books waiting to get an appointment. We are working hard. We actually opened a new surgery in within our own building, and we are trying to recruit dentists, but it's really hard to recruit dentists. There's not enough dentists. We have dentists in the country. They are overseas qualified dentists, but it's a long process for the GDC to acknowledge their qualification. So they work as a therapist. We have a therapist in our practice, and that's the reason why we are able to actually get more patients through the door. We've been contacted by NHS this year, and we actually agreed to take on more patients. It's just the fact that the workforce is missing, and that's throughout the country, but especially in the Medway towns.
Interesting. And why is this a particular issue specifically in Kent?
There's a specific issue in Kent is literally we have a lower number of dentists that they want to locate into Kent. The majority of dentists they want to work into London. But they are here, they're in the country, they're working. So I think the GDC, which is the body that regulates dentistry and all aspects, they should actually be able to process those applications much faster in order to allow them to be registered as a dentist.
Are there enough kind of incentives for dentists to work in Kent specifically, do you think?
I think there is enough incentives for dentists to work in Kent. We have been able to access an additional UDAs, which means Unit of Dental Activity at our practice, in within the Medway area, and we are able to, as I explained, introduce a new dental surgery. There are enough incentives, it's just that the workforce is basically not available. I think the number of students coming from the university is also decreased.
The government say they're committed to rebuilding the sector, but it will take time.
Kent Online News.
A John Lewis worker at Bluewater has been awarded £6,000 for being unfairly dismissed during the pandemic. An employment tribunal's heard the member of staff lost his job in 2021 following confusion over quarantine rules after he travelled abroad to see family. It was ruled two managers didn't do enough to investigate the circumstances. Store bosses have described the ruling as disappointing. A Herne Bay woman has spoken of her shock after discovering she's never officially owned a grave where her mother and grandfather are buried. It all came to light when Tina Grant's family tried to repair the headstone at the resting place in Canterbury Cemetery. They were surprised to receive a letter from the council saying the 50-year-old plot had never been purchased and they'd need to fork out more than £1,400. The authorities been urged to reconsider, but say that would be going against industry practice. They've told us they remain in communication with the family. Now, there are calls for something to be done about overflowing bins in part of Folkestone. It's claimed the waste in Priory Gardens hasn't been collected for more than a month, leading to an issue with rats. The council says it's working with landlords and residents to improve waste storage and are arranging for the area to be cleared. We've been hearing how the spread of seasonal flu is putting extra pressure on the NHS in Kent. There's been a huge increase in the number of cases so far this year and more people are being admitted to hospital. Kate's been chatting to Chief Medical Officer Kate Langford.
At this time of year, we often get something called respiratory syncytial virus, which is really important for the very elderly and for very young children. Mm-hmm. But what we're seeing right now is we've had a 350% increase in the number of cases of seasonal flu. Mm-hmm. So that is shooting through the roof at the moment, and that's driving a lot of people, usually with underlying health issues, ending up in hospital.
Mm. What would be behind the rise? Do you think it's people, now that COVID is sort of in the past, they're not wearing masks or maybe sanitizing their hands as often as they could, or is it a particularly virulent strain of the virus?
No, it's not a particularly virulent strain. It's just a normal seasonal flu virus. But I think there's a number of things. As you rightly say, we've kind of all let our guard down. Nobody really seems to be wearing masks anymore, even people who are coughing and sniffing in public. I don't think people are washing their hands in the same way. And washing your hands is a great way to protect yourself from flu and colds. But crucially, we're seeing fewer people taking the vaccine. And that's the bit that's most worrying.
So the vaccine, it lowers your chances, I suppose, of contracting the virus. Is that right? And then even if you do it, it's a less aggressive sort of on your body. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it may stop you getting a noticeable infection at all, which is obviously great. But if you do get it, it's going to make it very much less serious. And that's the key thing. If you have an underlying health issue in the first place, if you then get flu on top of it, that's really going to knock you off course. Now, if you've been vaccinated, it should prevent that happening.
So obviously vaccine uptake, we'd like to see people with underlying health issues taking up the vaccine. Are there any other at-risk groups that you'd like to see get vaccinated?
Yeah, so what we're seeing is that the older age groups, the 65 pluses, are actually very good. They're leading the way in getting their vaccines done. So that's brilliant. I think that's a group that's got really used to getting vaccinated. But there's a couple of other groups I'm particularly thoughtful about. So, 2 to 3 year old children can get vaccinated with a simple squirt up the nose. So no needles involved for the vast majority of children. And you know what? They can get ill very quickly, but also they are fantastic spreaders of flu. So particularly if you're thinking about this Christmas and big family gatherings, the last thing you need is a toddler going around with flu at the same time. So I'd say to parents, really concentrate on getting your 2 to 3 year olds vaccinated. The other group that's particularly dear to my heart because my clinical practice is as an obstetrician is pregnant women. Because, when you're pregnant, if you get a virus like flu, it can make you much sicker than you'd normally think. But the other crucial thing about vaccination for pregnant women is that protection not only protects you, but it carries over to your baby when your baby's first born. And of course, we all know how tiny babies can get ill so very, very quickly. So particularly in the pregnancy group, I'd say, not only protect yourself, but give your first sort of protection to that baby that you're going to have as well.
You can book vaccinations online or by contacting your GP practice.
Kent Online reports.
Thames Water's been given permission to press ahead with the next phase in trying to secure a £3 billion emergency loan. The UK's biggest water supplier, which covers Dartford, says it'll fall into administration without the money. Another court hearing's been scheduled for the first week of February. Three Labour MPs have announced they'll be standing down from Medway Council. Nishaba Khan, Tristan Osborne and Lauren Edwards handed in their official resignations, triggering three by-elections. It follows their election to Parliament in July's general election. Controversial plans to make some streets in Tunbridge Wells one way and close others to traffic completely have been scrapped. The council's Better Streets programme suggested a number of restrictions across the St James's and St John's part of the town. The authorities now decided to drop the idea after a consultation showed most people were against it. As we get closer to Christmas, a Medway woman's been telling us about the work that goes into her festive window display. For nearly 30 years, the King family household have been painting decorations on the front of their house at Bellevue Rise in Rochester. Mum Janita's been giving us some background on the tradition.
The idea or concept of painting on the window started many years ago in my late teens and early 20s when my first job was as a care assistant in a local elderly residential home. And there were two colleagues, Anne and Brenda, they were sisters actually, who were very good at art, and they painted the dining room window, which the elderly folk loved. I used to help colour it in, and the concept was then born of painting on a window, but I didn't do it for some years until the children were young. And then I gave them the idea, and that started with Claire, the eldest, and Neil painting the nativity scenes on the window to start with. Back then, we had one long window with just two openings in the side, so it was a lot easier than having the five sections with leaded light now. I hope it's brought a lot of joy to the community. Since we've had Facebook, we have people excitedly waiting for the window and lots of comments when we put the picture up. But prior to that, and also alongside, the neighbours say they're excited to see what the window will be this year. They never say what is it. It's like they know it's a secret until it's up. And I hope it does bring them a lot of joy. The first preparation is finding a day that they can all make together in the busy season, which was quite early. November the 17th this year was the day they could all manage to get together. My son travels down from London and so stays over the night before. And then they come up, and I've usually helped prepare the windowsill. Phil has made sure, my husband has made sure, that they've got the correct paints that they need. Because as we childmind, the paints get used during the year. So there's the preparation for that. And they know that they're in for the long haul of at least a day. It has taken two in the past, but they seem to be getting more proficient at being able to do it. And it brings a lot of joy because it's lovely that they want to come home and do that. It's a tradition that my husband and I look forward to. And we love to hear them having the laughter together and chatting away. And that's the real joy of it.
This year's display is based on Hogsmeade from the Harry Potter films as a tribute to Dame Maggie Smith.
Kent Online News.
Bosses at Maidstone's Fremlin Walk have revealed the sudden closure of Zara a year ago today hasn't had the negative impact they'd feared. The store shut just before Christmas, with managers admitting at the time they were concerned. But figures revealed a 5% increase in footfall, which has coincided with the reopening of Fraser's. Police have been called to a Folkestone landmark after a red nose placed on it was mistaken for a crashed parachute. The white horse on Cheriton Hill has been given a festive makeover but led to an emergency response. You can see pictures of the chalk figure on our website. A goat that escaped from a nature reserve near Rochester 3 months ago has returned. Kent Wildlife Trust rangers have described it as a Christmas miracle. They say MacGyver must have jumped a fence at Waldham Common, but is now back and looking healthy and unscathed. Lottery bosses have confirmed Kent's got three new millionaires after winning huge prizes just before Christmas. They scooped the life-changing cash after playing games in November. It comes as we're told the winner of £177 million in the Euro Millions draw last month has decided to stay anonymous. And former England footballer Rio Ferdinand has spent the weekend with his family at a Kent animal park. The 46-year-old, who also played for Manchester United, shared images of their trip to Portlaoise Hotel Reserve near Hythe. He said it was a very special stay. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Blue Sky. You can also get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. While you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code LucyHickmott, all one word, at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.